But I have two separate meters. Okay, so I got mains comes in, 2 meters, and one goes strictly to the air conditioning, and the other one goes to the rest of the house, to the breaker of the house. So how do I taking 2 meters and have one whole house generator handle the output of both of them?
That's different. I didn't know they were doing that. Where I lived, when they had the interruptible, it's still a single meter, but they put the interruptible on the second air conditioner and still ran off all 1 meter. Well, let me think about that. You can probably do it. You probably have to set up a contactor that runs off the... let me think about that. I mean, it can be done. You just have to have some kind of a relay system. So when the generator does kick on, the power goes out, the relay, you know, some of the relay is energized under normal conditions. When the power goes out, it drops the relay, which then switches it to the other circuit.
I got a crazy idea. So do I, but I generally don't voice them in public for fear of getting arrested.
This is KDA MJJ heading northbound on 52. And where is everybody out today? Nobody. It seems to be pretty dry out. But anyways, what I'd do is I'd just put an outlet. I know the jumper wire idea with this double-ended male is kind of dangerous. Don't do it unless you know what you're doing. AKA the suicide cord. But I'd have an outlet on the other panel, and I'd have an outlet on the main panel, and when I have to, just flip the breaker to power the other panel, making sure the other panel is off, not feeding from the mains at all.